Welcome to Turn Up the Music with Cheryl Giesbrecht. I'm DC Carter. Today, we'll be learning about protecting our mind from the distractions of the world. Here's Cheryl.
Have you felt yourself slipping lately? Maybe you've gotten back into a habit you gave up some years ago. Remember how it happened? You thought, it's okay, I can handle it. And that one time led to one more and then to another. It all started with one poor choice. That choice can happen when the tempter makes us feel like we're missing out. The enemy wants us to mistrust the boundaries given by God. He wants us to think boundaries are given to make us miss out, to make us feel like we have less than what we are entitled to. We must always be on our guard. We must think about the ways we let our defenses down, the things that tempt us, encouraging us to compromise. We must remember 2 Chronicles 16:9, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." God is waiting for us to ask for His help. He is looking for ways to give us support, to give us a way of escape. The song "Slow Fade" talks about the distractions the world dangles at us. It gives us encouragement that God always gives us a way out. Here's Casting Crowns.
It's the second glance that ties your hands as darkness pulls the strings. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black and white turn to gray and thoughts invade. Choices are made, a price will be paid.
It's the little choices that chip away at our defenses. We must protect our eyes, our ears, and ourselves from doing things that are not best for us. Even good is not good enough. There are many things vying for our attention, and we should remember what John 3:30 says, "He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less." More of Jesus in us. It's a difficult thing to do, but in doing it, there is great blessing and peace. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." Dear Heavenly Father, we commit this time to you with a prayer from Psalm 86, verse 11. "Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever." In Jesus' name, amen.
Turn up the music. Turn it up loud. Take a few chances. Let it all out. You
Thanks for joining Cheryl Giesbrecht with Turn Up the Music. For information on Cheryl's products or speaking ministry, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com. I'm DC Carter. Have a great week.
Turn up the music.